Well, hey there, and welcome back to another episode of Habits into Health. This is Michael Ann Conley. I'm your host. I'm a habit change coach and a holistic therapist. And we are all about habit change from the inside out. Right off the top today, I want to announce that the release date of this podcast is officially moving from early Mondays to Tuesdays. My schedule has been changing, and I'm going to shift my own habits in producing this show. How about that? Well, let's say a few things about how this show can help you in new ways. If you're feeling stuck about a habit that doesn't serve you, or if you care about someone else who has a habit that's creating problems for you or for themselves as well. First of all, we are here to help you with any habit. Our focus in Habits into Health is on what all habits have in common, because it turns out there are hidden habits underneath the problem that you think is blocking your way. So what we do here is try to help you reveal those hidden habits to make them visible so that you can begin shifting your energy to creating the life that you want. Second of all, most of our beliefs these days about habits and about habit change are based in very outdated, old-fashioned methods and approaches to motivation and change. And they don't work for everybody today. If they work for you, great. But if this program works for you, then it's likely that you are looking forward to the 21st century model that we bring that adds some fresh air to what you already know. And last, our perspective is holistic. And what this does is it gives you permission to drop the pressure of willpower from the mind to create the peace that you want for yourself in your life. I say, let the body lead so your mind can follow. And in every episode, you'll have a chance to practice the skills that I've learned and that I pass on to my clients. Lately, we've been talking about one-up, one-down habits that affect your relationships. And we've mostly been talking about one-on-one relationships, you and your partner, your spouse, or you and a coworker, etc. But this time, we're going to discuss how the power dynamic can sneak into groups or communities and catch you off guard while you're not noticing. And before we go there, we're going to enter our Habits into Health practice for today. This is designed to help you build an internal guidance system for self-contact, because what I've learned is that insight and action alone are not enough to create change. What you want to do is increase your awareness of subtle patterns in yourself, the habit underneath the habit, to start taking charge of your own changes. So what we've been doing these last few months is taking a basic exercise about thoughts and bringing them into action, or making the action that is in thoughts very, very clear. Stanley Kellerman, whom I've been following for 30 years now, says that thoughts are an action pattern. Thoughts are physical. So let's find out more about that, okay? Think about something you had for breakfast today. Or if you're in an evening part of the world, think about something you had for lunch or dinner. Maybe reflect on the color, on where you were when you were eating it, who you were with. Just let yourself be in those thoughts for a moment. For most of us, we're really used to doing it this way. And it doesn't matter what your thoughts are, because what we're going to do is go beneath your thoughts. So you can think about something that you've eaten today and note the atmosphere and the lighting, what you were talking about, all that kind of good stuff. But as you continue to think, let's have you shift your attention, maybe just for starters, just a little bit, to what you are experiencing in yourself as you think. And you may not know quite what I mean, so I'll give you some examples of possibilities. Say, for instance, you notice that your jaw is clenched, or that you've made a fist with one of your hands, or that your toes are curled. This is what I mean by letting your attention shift to what you're experiencing in yourself as you think, and to put the content of your thoughts in the background. They're still going on, but they don't have to be leading the show. And this is actually a process that goes on in you all the time. But we've been so trained to think that what we think is in charge, we miss the rest of it. So as you bring your attention to where you're thinking right now, or to some place in you that is calling attention to yourself, an itch in your back, a stretchy muscle in your shoulder, whatever it might be, just focus first on giving yourself the feeling of this. Maybe your hands feel moist. Maybe they feel dry. Perhaps your mouth is dry, when ordinarily it would be much more moist. Whatever it is you're thinking happens in an energy field that's much bigger than your thoughts. Even though, as a human being, you've been blessed with at least 125,000 years. I need to look this fact up the next time I think about it. 125,000 years is about when speech came into the human body in a way that allows us to actually project what we're thinking out into the world so that other people can hear it. That's pretty neat, isn't it? So as you notice your thinking process, just be okay with whatever comes up physically. And if you don't notice what comes up physically, then maybe just take your hands and press them together and feel the heat that happens as you press and then unpress, just very gently. Maybe think a little bit more. The mind does move. The Buddhists call it monkey mind. You're never not thinking. But let the content of your thoughts go into the background and just press your hands together. Feel the pressure in the heat. Or press your feet to the floor. Now begin to make a shift, this time to really focus on where you're experiencing yourself and what it is that's happening there. So let's say your attention is on your chin or your chest, and you can notice some tightness there. Your thoughts are physical. Basically, we just don't think without acting. Simultaneously, or sometimes before, imagine that. Take a deep breath, feel the barrel of your lungs expand as you inhale and contract as you exhale. And from wherever you are, you can take another deep breath. Just stretch or move in some way. Just wiggle your fingers, yawn. And on your third deep breath, you can open your eyes and re-enter the world in which you are right now, listening to this podcast. So a little station identification. If you find this helpful or you feel curious, come on over to habitsintohealth.com. And you can learn a lot more. My name is Michael Ann Conley, and I host this show and all of the Habits Into Health programs. I have a couple of gifts that I put together. First is an ebook that you can get on my website. It's called Do You Have a Habit? Or Does Your Habit Have You? And I have 5 warning signs that you're stuck and what to do about it. And I also have a special surprise in the book as well. And then, as a gift, this podcast. Download it. When you're on iTunes, you can sign up to get an RSS feed whenever I publish. Both of these introduce you to my Habits Into Health perspective. And if you want more, I'm going to be doing an introductory teleseminar. It's on May the 31st. That's a Saturday, Pacific time. And one thing I'm going to discuss is why trying to get rid of a self-defeating habit is more likely to keep it around longer. Darn. If you want to find out more about the teleseminar, just write me at info@habitsintohealth.com. I haven't set up to sign up for it online yet, but but we'll go ahead and take care of it. If you live in the San Francisco Bay Area and you want to come and experience these practices in person, here's some things you can do. On Saturday, May the 3rd, I'm hosting a half-day retreat called 5 Steps to the New You. And this is a real opportunity to have a private experience of the very practical methods that I teach. And you get to feel the profound impact that doing these practices can have in helping you stop feeling so drained energetically. Stop blocking yourself from taking your life in the direction that you want to go. And of course, the best way to learn more about Habits Into Health is to go to the website at habitsintohealth.com and enter your name and email address. It'll get you on the list to get my ebook, but also it will put you on my email list for other times when I send emails and inspiring quotes and ideas of what you can do. Well, let's talk about our topic. Lately, we've been discussing the power difference that happens in some relationships. These situations can be really uncomfortable for one or both of you because one or both of you aren't committed to keeping your side of the street clean. That's a concept that I came up with. It's a metaphor for staying in integrity, such as minding your own business, cleaning up any messes that you make with other people, and speaking your truth with someone else, even if you disagree. So I think it's important to talk about how the power difference in these situations, one up, one down, can be more than uncomfortable, especially for the person who's in the one down position. They can be kind of risky. Last week, I encouraged you to get support for understanding your role in one up, one down situations, and especially if you don't feel emotionally or physically safe, to find a group, to seek group support. And if you feel physically and emotionally safe, it's still really great to get group support because you'll get a reality check from more than one person about your part in the dynamic that you're in. There's another reason for group support, and that ties into the reality check thing. And it's about another concept that I learned from clients who were strongly cautioned about taking other people's inventory. And I began to realize that this is linked to keeping your own side of the street clean because they're both about integrity. When you take another person's inventory, you are getting into their heads and are judging them based on your own biases and your false belief that you know what they're thinking, that you know what made them the way they are or why they're doing what they're doing. Group support offers a terrific feedback in just one setting on whether you're over-focused on the other person and need a course correction for yourself. Because often this is what happens. We over-focus on someone else and forget ourselves. I do have a caution for you around group support, though. There are just some kinds of groups, whether they're formal organizations or ad hoc social groups, that look supportive at the beginning, but they end up perpetuating a type of one-up, one-down dance themselves. And I am afraid to say, this kind of community or group is probably not in your best interest. Before we close this chapter on this dynamic of keeping your own side of the street clean, I'd like to talk a little bit about what to do when you or someone you know is in a community or a group situation that involves a power dynamic that is not emotionally or physically safe. These can happen in groups that are led usually with a leader who takes their own authority, a level of power that involves others who accept it and are drawn to the perceived strength, clarity, and stability of the leader, whether it's true or not. So you have a strong, powerful leader, and then you have folks who are looking for a strong, powerful leader. Now, in the past, I talked about the person who is one up, one down as a pattern of their life, not just a one-time experience. So if you or someone you know is in this situation in a group, then you are even more vulnerable to others who need to have power over others or groups that attract folks like you who are easily pulled into the one down role. The worst of these are groups where the power of a charismatic leader initially attracts followers with great promise, but ultimately leads to the diminishment of power of all of the followers, sometimes actually resulting in the ultimate sorrow, which is death. One of the most well-known examples of this was the People's Temple, where leader Jim Jones convinced more than 900 of his followers to move from the U.S. to Guyana and to set up his idea of a utopian community. Sounds great. But then they followed his direction to kill themselves after they came under scrutiny by the U.S. State Department. In fact, a U.S. congressman and others were murdered when they came to investigate. So here are some questions I invite you to ask to help you know for yourself whether you've gotten pulled into a one-up, one-down group. And that doesn't matter whether it's sort of the ultimate, like the People's Temple, which is much more rare, or if it's just a group where maybe you've gotten pulled into something inadvertently. So the first question is there an authoritative leader to whom everyone in the group turns for direction about a range of activities and general ideas about life? Now, with a range of ideas, I mean, in these kind of groups, one-up, one-down groups, the leader tends to be too minutely involved in what followers are doing. So the second question is, are your new ideas, the ideas and the thoughts that you have that just come up, are they greeted with an unwelcome attitude? That's number two. Number three is, are you discouraged or prevented from disagreeing with the leader or with group guidelines? That's a risky sign right there. Another big one is, does the group encourage you to separate yourself from your family and other friends? And last, and in some ways most important of all, is it easy to join this group, but do they make it very, very hard to leave? So if you answered yes to any of these questions, then it's probably pretty wise to take a second look at the group or groups that you're a part of. If you want to know more, on the website, there's a resource. It's called the International Cultic Studies Association. I did some research and found one that I think is most credible. And I posted a link on habitsandhealth.com to the page that lists the issues that concern a group of this nature and its ultimate mission, which is to support families and friends who've been affected by harmful group situations. So let's have you just start there, mull over these questions. As you listen to this podcast again, just notice what happens physically. As you're lying in bed, reading, before you go to sleep or before you get up, just become attuned to what's going on around your eyes. Just start that. Okay, so next episode, I'm going to summarize and reflect on what has evolved into this Habits into Health series about keeping your side of the street clean, with its related subject of not taking other people's inventory. It started innocently enough with a small topic about the messy communication patterns that we can get into. And then it just evolved from there. And it's been really exciting to bring this out and have a way to talk about it. And as for what's next, well, my clients often hear me say, more shall be revealed. I know that I will be interviewing more healthcare practitioners in the future. And I'll continue to bring you new understanding about the change process itself. I am going to sign off for now. If you have a habit that's creating problems for you, or someone you know has a habit that's problematic, we'll come to habitsintohealth.com and request my free ebook or listen to this podcast. You can find the link on the podcast menu. And this can help you clarify the issues you're dealing with. I always like to end by saying, remember to start small and be kind to yourself along the way. You have been listening to Habits into Health, and this is Michael Ann Conley. I am here to help you stop feeling so out of control over unhealthy habits and stop wondering what you're doing wrong or even what's wrong with you. And start creating a life where you are in charge of them, those habits, rather than the other way around. Thanks so much for joining.